Last time, on Bucci.
He pulls out a knife.
Tell a trick-or-treating story while Bucci makes his famous Halloween gravy.
Delicious Halloween gravy. Mom, mother mia, my mother.
Matt Warwick.
Trick-or-treating.
What are you dressed as, little boy?
I'm dressed as a minion. I've been wearing it since, like, noon.
Trick-or-treat!
What do you want?
Well, do you have any gravy by chance?
It's very hot. Do you have winter gloves or something like that?
Sure.
It's nice, right? You can smell that nutmeg.
Yeah. Mm. Oogie Boogie from the Nightmare Before Christmas costume.
Bucci.
How is that a Bucci adage?
You have to look at my avatar. I've been dressed this way since this morning.
Okay.
Actually, I slept in the clothes. I went up to the house, threw all the rushes. She had all these tropical rushes.
This was a mistake. Never ask people to tell stories. You mail me some of your hair, and then I will dip it in my gravy, and then I'll mail it back to you.
Is that a Bucci promise?
Bucci promise.
Bucci promises are worth the paper that they are printed on.
Look, okay. I am not a big costume guy.
No.
When I was very young, I was obsessed with the Energizer Bunny. I made rabbit ears. I had a pot I banged.
I have a whole pot of bubbling sauce right now. You want that big Twix, or I have a steak?
Just gravy, please.
All right, laughing and laughing and laughing.
Whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?
Now the mash.
Now the mash. The monster mash.
The monster mash.
He did the monster mash.
I cannot tell.
The monster mash.
It comes from old Kentucky.
Oh God. Patinkin.
New Jersey.
And now this week.
Patinkin.
You come from Rhode Island.
God, how can I turn this off?
Rhode Island. It's famous for.
On Bucci.
I'm not ready. I'm not ready. God, why does this show start right on time? I thought I had a couple of minutes. Sorry, folks. This is... this is Bucci.
Bucci.
And I'm really happy to... I gotta take care of something. Sorry, Reebok just called me. I'm following up on an application that I put in, and they've been giving me the runaround, but they finally called me back. I really gotta make a call. Hold on. Here, listen to this. Yeah, hi. Yeah, this is Bucci. Yeah. Yeah, thank you so much for calling me back. No, I can talk. Yes, it's of course, and thank you for considering my application. I'm really excited to, yeah, that's right, learn more about the role. Well, yeah, my experience has largely been in technical support, hardware stuff, more of the hardware side of IT, printers, yeah. No, I'm a very quick learner, and I have some passing familiarity with SQL, Adobe. I have a Dell, if that matters. No problem. Yeah, but if you want something done in a fast and in a hurry, you can rely on Bucci.
Trust Bucci.
Yeah, I can. No long hours are no problem. I will just need to take Tuesdays off because I gotta prepare for my radio show. Radio show, yeah. It's 6 to 7, so I just need the whole day to prepare, so I won't be able to work Tuesdays. But I can work a Sunday, or I can work, a Saturday. Yep. No, I don't think it will. I don't want to disagree with you, but I don't think it will be an issue. Yes, I see. See, your post is a little misleading then, because you're saying that the job has responsibilities, which you definitely did not list. No, but you're not giving me a chance. No, I understand. No, fine. All right. Well, don't come crying a Bucci when your inventory isn't lining up with your, fine. Goodbye. Yep. Thank you. All right. That's enough. Just cracked open a CD jewel case. Primus, sail the seas of cheese. Just got it off Discogs. Used condition, but looking forward to taking that home. To bed with me. Sorry for the delay in starting the show. I thought I had an important call there, but it turned out to be another waste of time. You know, when people don't qualify for jobs, I think another job should be offered that the person does qualify for. So if a person isn't great at shipping, maybe they're better at receiving. If they're not skilled at data entry, you know, sometimes data needs to be removed and no one removes data. Like Bucci. Wait, where's the drop? Even my drops are abandoning me. Nope, that's something else.
Bucci.
There we go. Hold on, I can't even focus because this chair is too high. I don't need to watch tennis from a great height. I need to do radio from a medium height.
Bucci adage.
Not a Bucci adage. Yeah, so who needs Reebok? There's, you know the expression, there's one more fish in the sea. And so it's a race against time to grab it.
Bucci adage.
I am not focused. I shouldn't have taken that call.
Sorry.
By now I should know what I should and should not do before a show. I was doing my thing. I was staring at my reflection in the mirror today, 30 minutes, which is what I do. It's my practice before doing a show or anything. Just, you know, kind of cooling myself down and warming myself up simultaneously. Make sure my eyes are warm, my smile is warm. I don't know if you can tell, but hold on. That's a warm smile, huh? Let's go to the eyes, huh? That's the eyes. That's what my eyes are saying right now. And my smile. It's even warmer. I make sure my palms are smoking hot. Because I've noticed that people like a hot handshake. They like shaking hands with someone and then taking the hand away real quick and going, ah! So I carry these heat warmers in my vest. Eyes warm, smile warm, palms hot, resume padded. Check my ears for hair.
Bucci.
Check my mouth for toothpicks. I skipped that step once and got called out for chewing a toothpick while receiving Holy Communion. Priest was mad. He had to spear the communion wafer at the end of the toothpick. He was not happy. He said, doesn't count. So from there on out, I always make sure, check my mouth, make sure there's not a toothpick dangling from it. another thing I do in the mirror is just say, please, 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 please. And then I say, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, just to get that mouth muscle memory going. Or, I respect your opinion, I respect your opinion. Thanks for thinking of me, but at this time I'm afraid I'm going to have to decline. Because the biggest thing you got to do is you got to be polite.
Polite!
Listen to that loop too, huh? Anyone can be polite in a vacuum, but it's when you're under pressure when it really, really matters. So I had this other show planned. Because I've been, you know, the Hellraiser just finished. I've had a perfect week. And I just wanted to do something chill. So I'm like, oh, what about an open mic where the callers call in with their skills and if they want to sing a song or tell a joke. And that would be really nice. Give them a little platform to show showcase your talent. But I think I'm going to put that aside because my experiences this afternoon have kind of underlined something that has been bothering me lately, and that is the callers aren't very polite to Bucci. I mean, they're okay, but I feel like there's an edge to the WFMU listenership, and I'm really concerned that. That edge, while being great for WFMU in the other world, it's going to be an issue for you and for your success.
Bucci, promise.
So tonight, right? Tonight, we're going to do a competition.
To whom it may concern, who is the most polite person? Thanks in advance, Bucci.
Bucci. So who is the most polite caller? 201-209-9368, and we're going to have a polite off. I want callers to call in and be on their best behavior. Super best behavior, really. Don't talk over Bucci. Be gracious when you're correct. Do a sort of a British accent. Because everyone knows sort of a, like that mid-Atlantic accent is probably the most polite accent. Can't be polite from Rhode Island. That's the topic. Wait, let me play the drop again.
To whom it may concern, who is the most polite person?
Yeah, see that? Listen.
Thanks in advance, Bucci.
See that accent? That's the kind of accent I want people to call in with. And we're going to, at the end of the night, I'm going to crown the most polite person. 201-209-9368. And while we wait for the phones to heat up as hot as my hands are, let's listen to a extremely polite song by Charlotte Adjire and Bolas Pupal. Probably pronounce both of those things incorrectly. Off their fantastic album, Tropical Dancer. It's Thank You. Only on WFMU and some Hyundai commercials.
No, thank you.
Don't forget to call in on the topic. The topic of the day is...
Who's the most polite?
So call in with your response now. 201-209-9368. That's 201-209-9368. One more time, 201-209-9368. And give Bucci your answer now. Now, back to the music. Music. Music.
Enough about me. How about you?
All right, let's start this polite train going with this call. Caller, you have Bucci.
Hello, Master Bucci.
Hello, sir. How are you?
I'm splendid this evening.
Oh, that is so nice. How has your day been?
From top to bottom, it's been nothing but pure pleasure.
Oh, that's so nice. What is the nicest thing that's happened to you today, sir?
I found a woman's pocketbook in the street, and it had $1,000 and a handgun inside.
Okay. That's not that... that seems like not that polite, sir, whoever. I'm not sure who this is, but...
The polite part is I immediately turned it into a constable.
There you go, a constable. Thank you. That's the most polite kind of police officer as well. Thank you very much. And that's a point for you in the polite scale.
Polite!
That is polite. Sir, I've noticed that you put your drink down, but you didn't put a coaster under it first, and I'm concerned about the fine wood of my table.
Can I take off my vestment and put it down first before I put down the drink?
Well, if you would be able to maybe put your vestment, as you call it, down on the table and then put your drink upon it, that would be probably the most polite thing that you could do.
That is an exquisite idea. Just give me a moment while I remove my vestment.
Of course.
Okay.
Thank you for saying
drink
it's only going
to
be...
Oh, and I would like
sir,
to say to you,
I just want to say, sir, you are speaking over me, and that is a little rude.
Rude!
So I just would ask you if you would let me finish my thought before then speaking your own personal thoughts.
My apologies.
Oh, I accept your apologies to an extent. Sir, I am going to be passing through. Would you care to open the door for me so I may pass?
Why, certainly. But please be advised, there's a dead rat on the floor. Try and walk around it.
Thank you for informing. Thank you very much for informing me of that. I will definitely move it around. Sir, this has been one of the most polite conversations that I've had this week.
Well, that pleases me immensely. Would you like a cup of treacle?
It is a little sweet for me, sir, but thank you nonetheless.
Would you like a cushion with a freshly laundered sham?
Yes.
Your service.
Oh, thank you so much. Oh, it's so dawny soft. It's as soft as the sunshine.
It is the skin of a monkey found in the jungle.
Okay. This conversation, my good sir, is getting a little too polite. So I will bid you adieu, and have a wonderful evening, to whom it may concern.
I'm going to adjourn to the pantry and have myself a cup of poison broth.
That is wonderful, sir. Have a wonderful afternoon and evening, and tomorrow also.
Thank you very much. I will be dead the next time you talk to me.
Okay. Wonderful. That is wonderful. That was a wonderful, polite conversation. I think we just had, and I believe that might have been Franco. So that was one of the most successful calls with Franco that I've ever had, I must say. 201-209-9368. If you want to see if you can beat Franco in politeness, it's not going to be very easy. He had that accent. Very polite. He said things like vestments. That is one of the most polite ways to refer to your pants or, you know, a jacket. So let's hope that the next callers are just as polite.
To whom it may concern, who is the most polite person?
Let's find out.
Thanks in advance.
All right, just
Bucci.
That's a little too long. Caller, you got Bucci.
Hey, Bucci, is Franco okay?
Yes, hello. Whom am I talking to?
Oh, this is Zachary. You don't recall my voice.
Oh, hello, Zachary. Yes, of course.
My apologies, Bucci. I'm sorry that I called.
No, my apologies.
I can't believe
I'm sorry.
I got through.
Well, you're referring, you're using another show's catchphrase, which is not exactly the most polite thing I've ever heard in my life.
What are you talking about?
So that's a strike.
Homage to all a part of the culture, right?
And first off, it's the more polite way to say that word is homage. Just, I don't want to give you a lot of notes at the top, but we're in a deficit.
That's
right
very
now.
Polite, because you wouldn't want me to go through, you know, life not examining it, correct?
Yeah, I guess not. Sir, how are you today?
Oh, you know, doing pretty well. The sun was shining. The wind was blowing. Squirrels were getting fat.
That's wonderful news. And how did you spend the day?
Oh, I did a lot of work, a lot of data analysis. You ever use pandas? You a Python guy, or you? What languages do you write in, Bucci? I heard you're doing IT now.
Yeah, it's. Thank you for asking, very much, sir. My name SQL is the one that I'm the most familiar with.
Oh, you're a big SQL guy?
Well, I wouldn't call myself a big SQL guy, and I must say this conversation is a little. Aggressive. I'm looking for more of a passive conversation with not a lot of barbed comments directed at Bucci. So
no, I understood Bucci. Yes. You wanted more Harry Frankfurt.
I would like it a little more general warmness rather than pointed specific questions.
Hey, here's a great question, Bucci. I'm sure lots of the listeners could relate to this.
Sure.
Or they'll be jealous of it. Have you had your first fire of the fall season yet?
You mean in a fire pit or just
whatever,
in my belly?
Whatever, fire pit.
Well,
there's part of a little curb strip.
You're speaking over me, but let's just press on. So there is a fire, but it is in my belly, and the fire is for politeness. The politeness fire burns in me, and I hope it burns in you as well. I feel like it's petering out like someone threw a big glass of Coke over it, but...
Well, hey, Bucci,
yes,
even, you know, after a little while, the manners have to dissolve, I guess.
We're going to have to disagree to disagree. I think that manners are always, 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 always important in every situation.
Bucci, that's why we all love you.
Thank you. That's love why you. I like you as well, sir. A good evening. That was... Not that polite. Caller, you got Bucci. You have Bucci. I'm sorry.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Hello?
Yes, hello. To whom am I speaking?
This is Cal Fish.
I'm sorry. I'm very sorry. I did not catch that. What was the name again, sir?
This is Cal Fish.
Cal Fish. Oh, that's wonderful. Cal Fish, how are you doing today?
I'm doing all right.
And may I ask after your mother or father, or how are they doing today?
They're doing all right. You know, I'll see them a bit later on this week.
Oh, that's
and then
wonderful.
I'll really know.
That's wonderful. Parents are a blessing.
Yes.
Yes, that was
How are
a
your
question.
Parents doing?
Oh, thank you very much for asking me as well. My parents are, they are doing very well. One of them isn't... Yes, one of them is doing very well, I would say. Thank
That's
you. Sir,
like
Cal, yes, well, you're speaking over me again. So I just would like you to put a little air in our conversation. That's wonderful. And if you wouldn't mind, would you look me in the eyes while you're talking? You're kind of, the eyes are up here, as they say, as the T-shirt says.
The googly eyes.
Yes.
I could look in the eye.
Yes, look directly in my eyes. And if you wouldn't mind, would you, I am ever so tired, sir. May I sit down, and would you offer me a seat to sit down?
Yes, on the lap.
No, sir, that is the most rude kind of sitting, is on someone's lap. I would never suppose to sit directly on someone's lap. Without a written permission.
Okay, well, I have a few pillows in my pack, and I have a wooden rocking chair that I could bring out for you.
Yes, sir. If you could, the wooden rocking chair would be great. And then if you could put a cushion on that, because I don't want to speak, but my bottom is pretty flat.
Ooh, yeah. No, I can roll. I can rock. I can rock that. We'll get you rocking.
Thank you, sir. I'm going to sit right now. So please prepare the cushions. Now. Okay.
I'll be stitching it up.
Thank you. All right. Oh, the bones. That is so much better. Thank you so much, sir.
The chair suits you. I love the rhythm, the back and forthing rhythm thing is just dazzling. Dazzle me down.
That is very polite of you. Thank you for the compliment, and I may return the compliment at some other time whenever I see you doing something that I approve of.
Okay.
All right. Thank you very much, Cal Fish. Have a wonderful evening. Well, you're speaking over me again, so I'm going to have to let you go.
Rude!
Cal Fish was doing very well. He offered me a seat. He gave me a cushion. He seemed interested in my parents, but not too interested. But then he blew it at the end. So far, Franco is the most polite caller, which I would not have picked. 201-209-9368, who is the most polite caller in the audience right now? Caller, you got Bucci. You have Bucci, I'm sorry.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing very well. Am I on the air?
You are on the air, and you're speaking with the DJ,
Bucci. Moment. I can hear you better now. How are you tonight?
Thank you very much for improving your connection. I can hear you perfectly, sir.
That's wonderful. My name is Lord Brucklington.
Pleasure
to meet you.
Lord Brucklington? What was your name, sir? I'm sorry, I missed it.
Yes, it's Lord Brucklington.
Lord,
call me Sam if you like.
I'm going to call, Sam Brucklington. Thank you very much for calling. How has your day been?
My day was just wonderful. I'm sitting down to a lovely lasagna dinner after a long day of washing my clothes by the river.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Your day, dear?
That is very interesting. Though I may say that lasagna is one of the rudest of foods because it's so sloppy.
Yes, it can be very sloppy, but every now and then it is fun to get sloppy, don't you think?
Well, I will agree to disagree with that, sir. Sloppiness is is like five ones down from godliness. It's very far away.
Well, believe me, I know you've already said you don't enjoy getting a bit sloppy, but I feel it would be most impolite if I didn't offer some lasagna.
Well, sir, I would like a wedge of it if you can spare it. Thank you so much.
Yes, Julian, could you cut off a wedge for our dear guest?
Is that your butler?
My butler.
Yeah, of course. The most.
No,
of course. Thank you, Julian. Could you give me an extra dry piece of lasagna so I don't get any of the sauce on my
slats? Yes, a bit of the crusty.
One of the.
Julian.
Or just maybe the top layer of noodles, if you don't mind.
Mm. How do you like it?
I just said, I like the top layer of. I just like one layer of noodles, no sauce or cheese.
Just one layer of noodles. So, okay. Probably a traditional lasagna then, just one layer, but I understand the preference of the present.
Yes, well, I, you know, what I like and do not like has nothing to do, if you might, the customer's always right, Lord Brucklington.
Oh, are you paying?
What?
No need for you to pay.
Well, yet. I'm paid. Thank you ever so much. And that is a couple of points. And now we're talking over each other. Long Brucklington, I appreciate the lasagnas and I appreciate your general attitude. Thank you so much for being so nice to Bucci.
Oh, well, thank you very much for taking my call.
Oh, well, thank you very much for making the call.
Yes.
All right, that's enough. I think the thing about politeness is it's terrible radio. But once the competition has started, we can't go back on it. 201-209-9368. A couple of calls came in while I was being very polite to that gentleman, Lord Brucklington. So if you'd like to call back and be polite to Bucci, I'm here to receive your attitude. Caller, you got Bucci. Hello, sir. You Hello? Have Bucci or ma'am. You have Bucci. Hello.
Bucci, I'm sorry that I can't quite hear you.
Oh, hello. I'm very... That's rude of me. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you very well. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much. To whom it may concern, who is this?
Oh, this is regular listener Alex.
Oh, hello. Hello, Alex. It's very nice to meet you. And may I say what a wonderful speaking voice you have.
Oh, you're too kind, Bucci.
No.
Actually, you're the master, so...
Oh, thank you for the compliment. May I return yet another compliment to you? You're dressed very nicely today.
Oh, you're too kind. I just bought these. Thank you very much.
What did you just buy?
I bought some nice Marc Ecko. I wanted to impress.
Oh, that is very... That is one of the most polite brands as well. I like that Marc Ecko. I also like that you have your hat in your hands. It's the more polite way to talk is to, with your hat in your hands rather than wearing a bucket hat. That's the rudest.
I don't want to be rude, but it is a bucket hat. You inspired me, so I didn't want to ape your style. But
well,
I thought, why not?
I'm very sorry. I didn't notice the bucket hat. It had been crumpled up in your hands. I see it now. Sir, what was your what was your day like today?
Oh, it's nicer than now that I'm here, but I can't complain overall. It was a good day.
Well, let's see.
Traffic was easy.
Polite.
Were you tested today? You have a veneer of politeness, which I understand, which seems very deep to me. But were you tested today about, and you're like, oh, I wish I wasn't so polite. I wish I could tell this person to go F himself or herself.
Oh, we all have our devils now and then that try to bite at us, but. No, I wouldn't say that I was pushed to any limit.
No, that's wonderful. That is a point. Let me see. That's a check right there. And I'm sorry, sir. What was your name? I'm being rude, but I forgot your name again.
Alexander.
Alexander, though. Oh, thank you for not abbreviating your name. Alexander, this was top two polite conversations I've had this afternoon, and thank you very much for classing up the joint.
Oh, the pleasure's mine, Bucci. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. 201-209-9368. Who is the most polite caller? Some of the rules of a polite society are no gossiping. Turn your radio down when you call a DJ. Wear at least one silken garment. That's often left off the list. I don't know how many people who have all the fixins of politeness, the mid-Atlantic accent, the hair combed perfectly over the scalp, the dress sparkling, but no silk. That's why I wear silken gloves. It keeps the hands hot to the touch, but silk. Also to the touch. Caller, you got Bucci.
Hello, my friend Bucci. How are you today?
Hello, sir or ma'am. How are you? I'm very fine. Thank you for asking. How are you?
Oh, it is a rather dandy day here in this autumnal weather.
Oh, where are you hailing from today, sir or ma'am?
Yorkshire, England.
Oh, interesting. How is that going? What is the weather like? I understand it's pretty cold there at the moment.
Well, it is approximately 43 degrees Celsius, I believe.
Celsius is right. I believe that means it's like 200 degrees probably, though. It seems very hot for the winter time.
Yes. It is the climate change, which is occurring quite rapidly here in the region.
Oh, I understand. Sir, you're not lying to me, though, because that would be rude.
No, my friend Bucci.
Mm-hmm.
Why? What interest would I have in that?
Well,
I'm here to show you how kind and how polite I can be.
Well, you are being very polite, but I sense a sinisterness under the surface, sir. May I ask, where does your aggression come from?
Well, my friend Bucci, I must admit, there are periods that I experience great aggression.
Yes, and what causes this?
Well, aside from the intemperate climate,
yep.
I must say it's my workplace situation.
Oh, I'm very sorry. Workplaces can be so stressful, as I understand. I've been unemployed for several years, but I understand the pressures that work puts on us all. What's going on at your place of work, sir?
Oh, Bucci, you must understand. My coworkers so are harrowing.
What's that? They're on heroin, sir? I forgot. I'm sorry. I didn't catch that.
I would never cast such an aspersion on my coworkers. They are harrowing. They are absolutely
harrowing.
Confounding.
Okay. And how do you deal with that? I hope with just maintaining the accent and standing straight and looking them in the eye, putting coasters under their drinks, opening their doors. I hope that's just kind of what you're continuing to do in the face of adversity.
I must be honest, Bucci. Mm-hmm. I try to avoid them at all costs.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate this very polite conversation, though you do kind of sound like a ghost a little bit. But I appreciate you and your attitude.
Yes, Bucci, and we appreciate you. Oh, yes, we do, my friend.
All right, that's enough.
To whom it may concern, who is the most polite person? Thanks in advance, Bucci.
201-209-9368. We're trying to find our most polite listener. If you look over there at the chat at WFMU.org, the chat, which is usually an unruly bunch.
Bucci.
They're making a great effort in the chat there. They're saying please and thank you. They're letting others talk. So if they can do it, you can do it. 201-209-9368. Who is the most polite person in the audience right now? I'm going to take you through a handshake. Handshakes are the first line of politeness. People say, I can do a handshake. Like that, real rude out of the side of their mouth. Yeah, handshakes, no problem. But it's actually deceptively difficult. First off, you want to start the handshake a few feet away from the person whose hand you're shaking. So if you see them, for example, across a boardroom, walk up to them all the way across the boardroom with your hand straight out in front of you to prepare the person for the handshake. All too often, I see people spring handshakes on people when they're not ready. And they have to pull their hands out of their pockets or stop combing their hair and suddenly give a handshake. So my suggestion is to start it early. And I would waggle your fingers a little bit as well as you walk across the room. Just kind of warm up the fingers in anticipation of the firm gripping handshake that you're about to put on the person. Many people just let their hand go limp in the other person's hand. Or it's like a stone, too hard, too firm. So I would, and people get, you know, bored of the handshake. So I like to make things a little fun and move the hand constantly while shaking it, tapping the fingers against their wrists, squeezing and unsqueezing, examining their cuticles with your thumb. And that just shows how engaged you are. And then when you're done with the handshake, use that same hand to smooth your hair out. And those are the steps of a
polite
handshake. 201-209-9368. I'm trying to find the most polite person. So far, it is... Was it Lord Bullington? Lord Bullington from Barry Lyndon? I think the guy, the kid from Barry Lyndon called, and he was pretty polite, too. The least polite person was Zach. I didn't know what was going on with that phone call. Call you Gabucci. You have Bucci.
Good evening, Bucci.
Good evening, sir. How are you this afternoon?
I'm doing quite well. Thanks for asking.
Thank you for telling.
Yourself? How about yourself?
Oh, well, I'm very fine. You did speak over me a little bit, but that's okay. It's a little, we're just getting started on this polite train. So, what is your name, sir or ma'am?
I'm Dave.
Hey, Dave. How was your afternoon so far, Dave?
It's been a bit of a busy day, but there's no real complaints. We're getting late now, so we're getting a bit tired as the day goes on, but there's always time to be polite, as I like to say.
And thank you for referring to yourself as a we. That is the most polite way to refer to yourself in the royal sense.
Indeed, indeed.
And saying indeed is also very polite. Dave, you're doing very well. I'm going to give you some bad news, but I would like you to be as polite as possible. Okay? Is that all right with you, Dave?
Well, I'll take a seat if that's okay with
yes,
you.
Yes, that is fine.
Bad news.
Please
yeah.
sit. Yes, thank you very much. Dave, I'm afraid that we are going to have to let you go. I'm very sorry.
Well, I completely understand. It's a tough world out there. And,
yes.
We all have to do and what we need to do, I suppose.
Oh, that's a very open-minded thing to say, Dave. And also, I'm afraid because you haven't been here for at least a year, there is no severance.
Well, I'm afraid that that's a bit disappointing news. But the polite thing to do would be to take it in stride, I think. So
that
I,
is
I think
very polite. Yes, absolutely. And we are going to have to confiscate your computer. I'm very sorry.
Well, I didn't really use it too much anyway, which may be the reason we're having this conversation.
That is
today.
One of the reasons. It did seem to be a little unused. And I'm very sorry, but we're going to have to take those photos that were on your desk, and we're going to have to shred those as well.
Well, they were the only memories I had of my loving family, but
yes.
I suppose that is par for the course in this situation. So.
Well, par for the course is a kind of a slang term, so it's a little not that polite, but you're under a lot of pressure, Dave. Dave, you did very well under this under trying circumstances. 8 out of 10.
Well, I appreciate it, and I hope you have a wonderful evening.
Yeah, me too. 201-209-9368. We're trying to find the most polite person in America. So far, it's Franco. Oh.
Ow!
Micah! It's fine. That was my fault, dear sir. I'm very sorry for that. Micah?
Oh,
well,
yes,
he's setting up. I'm rude. Would you like to be polite to Bucci?
I already was. I didn't fart in the studio while you were still doing your thing.
Yes, but you did talk about it, though. So that kind of undercut the initial politeness.
Well, who said that I had to talk about it? I was being polite, and I didn't expel gas like I normally do.
Yes, but now you're expelling gas out of your mouth, though.
Yeah, but you asked.
All right, that's enough.
Rude.
Micah, that was
polite.
4 out of 10, I believe. It's been a tough show, but your attitude has helped me greatly. I will be out next week, but the following week I'm going to be back, and we're not going to do any of this politeness. We're going to do like a regular show on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, New York City, and Rockland County. 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. One more call. Call Igabuchi. Be really polite right now.
We're going to do like a regular show.
Nope. Didn't turn the radio off. 1 out of 10. Thanks very much. Now it's Sir Micah with the music of Mind Control.
Relax every muscle.
Who's got Bucci? You do, Chi.
You feel as if warm honey is being poured over you, running down your head and over your face, down your neck.